The debut CD from a Brooklyn band called Battles is turning out to be one of the year's critical favorites. Battles is an unusual, mostly instrumental rock group. Will Hermes has a review of their album, Mirrored.
I'd been hearing about Battles for a while. Last year, their Brooklyn neighbors in the group TV on the Radio, who made what I thought was the best rock record of 2006, were talking them up in interviews. I'd even heard David Bowie was a Battles fan. Not bad for a group that didn't even have a full-length record out yet. I saw Battles play a sold-out gig at New York City's Bowery Ballroom, and they killed it. Although as rock shows go, it was admittedly a little strange. Most of the songs had no vocals, although occasionally, from behind his keyboard rack, Tyunde Braxton would shout or chant phrases into a microphone, which was run through pitch shifters and other devices. So his vocals came out sounding something like this. Battles look like a normal quartet. There's a drummer and a bassist who sometimes plays guitar. But there are some subtle differences. The other two guys play both guitars and keyboards, and often at the same time, with a technique that involves tapping the strings of their guitar fretboards with one hand while fingering their keyboards with the other. They also use digital looping devices, so a player can record a guitar phrase, say, loop it back, and then play a different guitar line over it. So suddenly, four musicians become 5, 6, 7, 15, 27. Being a geek about this stuff, I could tell you about how Battles construct their songs by stitching together little segments that they give absurd names to, like Burkina Faso or Joey Buttafuoco. Or I could tell you that Tyunde Braxton is the son of the great renegade jazz composer Anthony Braxton. Or I could tell you that some of the members dig old 70s prog rockers like Yes and Rush and King Crimson, groups that, after being considered uncool for years, are now honorable indie rock touchstones. But judging from the crowd at the Bowery Ballroom in April, you clearly don't need to be a geek to appreciate Battles. I mean, normal-looking people were actually dancing to this music. Me, I'd rather dance to house music. But for all their geekiness, these guys rock. And they do it in a way that really doesn't sound much like anyone else. The cover of their new CD is a kind of musical hall of mirrors, and I think that's a pretty apt metaphor for their sound.
The latest CD from Battles is called Mirrored. Our reviewer is Will Hermes. You can hear songs from the CD and discover more new music at npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.